Moonlight cuts through a dense forest, glinting off silver swords and sharpened claws. The air is thick with tension and the scent of blood. A low growl breaks the silence as the mutant berserker steps from the trees, muscles coiled and ready to strike. Across the glade, a white-haired hunter stands calm, one hand on his blade, the other crackling with magic. Steel meets savage, mutation meets mutation. This week is the adamantium clawed X-Man, Wolverine, versus the White Wolf himself, Geralt of Rivia. Hello and welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and today we are presenting an epic battle, metal on metal, mutant on mutant. It's Wolverine from the X-Men versus Geralt, aka The Witcher. Our guest today is your nostalgia concierge, Benny T from Say Word, where you can find vintage toys, clothes, games, and more. Benny, how you doing? Welcome to Who Would Win Masters.
I am so excited to be back with the Who Would Win team and squad. This is third time here, but This time I am a debater, and I'm super excited to rep one of my favorite characters of all time, Wolverine.
Yeah.
So I'm ready for it.
What made you choose Wolverine?
So he's just always been one of my favorite characters. I love his story. I like what he's been through, the trials and tribulations, his dexterity, and his ability to persist. So I love it.
Awesome. All right. And on that note, it is the time for the Tale of the Tape. This week's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by the American Council for Chairs. If you're looking to not stand, but lying doesn't seem to be your option, consider sitting. And what better place to sit down than on a comfortable and sturdy chair? Chairs, the place to sit. Since 1953. Chairs! All right. My cat has thoughts on chairs. All right. Today, we have a battle between an epic predator and the ultimate monster hunter. On one side is Wolverine, Marvel Comics' favorite mutant. Wolverine, a.k.a. James Logan Howitt, is a prime member of the X-Men with his supreme healing factor, adamantium skeleton, and claws to match. He first appeared in The Incredible Hulk 180 back in 1974 and was created by Len Wein and John Romita Sr. On the other side is Geralt of Rivia, also known as the Witcher. Witchers are a magical monster hunter, and Geralt is one of the best. Using their innate abilities, potions, and magic, Witchers travel the countryside looking for local monster problems and take coin for solving them. It's a living. Geralt was created by Polish author Andrzej Zaprowski. Hope I got that even remotely right, because that is my heritage. Witching, not Poland. No, both, actually. And first appeared in the novel The Witcher in 1986. All right, and now that we have our two characters to battle, we need someone for you to face off with, Benny. So let's introduce the man who also hunts monsters in his spare time. That is, if you replace the word monsters with Detroit-style pizza and the word hunts with eating too much and being sprawled out on the couch for 2 days. Who would win master himself? Race to Canis. Ray, welcome back. How you doing?
I have never been described more accurately in an introduction in my entire life. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. I love the Wolverine. I'm a Michigan guy. Michigan loves the Wolverines, at least the right ones. And of course, I love Geralt of Rivia. I love The Witcher. The TV show, I mean, like, the first couple seasons, very, very good. I don't even think I watched the last season. I think it sort of fell off. Maybe somebody in the comments can tell me I'm wrong about that. And honestly, as soon as you replace Henry Cavill, I'm out. Yeah. So I don't even know. Did that new season without him even come out yet? Maybe it did. Maybe it came out 2 years ago. I don't know. The point I'm trying to make is this is a fascinating matchup. We got two mutants with supremely gifted abilities and powers. One that just wants to be left alone and one who goes after monsters who want to be left alone. Let's make this magic happen.
Here are the rules of Who Would Win Masters in 1 minute. There will be 3 timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. 2, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. 3, keep the character in character, outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. 4. Battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And 5. After the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, and with the rules slated, it is time to get into it. Benny, as our guest debater, you will go first. You have 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
All right, you guys, right off the bat, round number one is going to be what Wolverine brings to the table and a little bit about his training. First off, to hit off with his slogan, he's the best there is at what he does, and what he does isn't very nice. He is the man of the mutant realm. He is the X-Men. His adamantium skeleton is nearly indestructible. The metal is the hardest thing on the planet. He has a crazy accelerated healing factor. Marvel lists him as the best healer on all platforms. This man's ability to heal is like nothing you have ever seen. He has animal-like senses. He also has a berserker rage. And for you, those who don't know what that is, it's a state of intense primal fury that enhances his physical abilities and fighting skills while simultaneously clouding his mind with animalistic aggression. During that state, Wolverine experiences heightened strength, speed, and pain resistance, even more so than what he already has going on. He has peak mutant reflexes and agility. Unlike my person I'm fighting, he doesn't need potions because toxins do not slow him down. His healing factor is that good. He has been formally trained by government programs, special military units, and martial artists in Japan. He also has undergone the Weapon X programming. That Weapon X program was a project involving genetic augmentation, psychological manipulation, and memory implants. The goal was to create powerful, controllable weapons for the military. Additionally, he's received training through the Danger Room, the peak AI-created fight simulation created by Professor Xavier. And he's been subjected to implanted memories, some of which that weren't even his own. Over a century of combat experience, Wolverine has accumulated over 100 years of experience in various roles, including cage fighter, a soldier. He's been a ninja. He's been a Black Ops agent. Like, it's insane. He's an assassin. He's been a samurai. He's done this for well over 100 years. This man is bringing an extremely wide range of fighting styles that The Witcher hasn't seen. The Witcher is medieval. He knows a lot of basic and fundamental fighting styles. And the range that Logan is bringing is, I think, just far too vast for The Witcher to even comprehend.
30 seconds remaining.
The range of stuff and things this man can do physically is like nothing The Witcher has seen. He's been trained by the Hand, Ogun, Marvel's martial arts master, Deadpool, Captain America, Professor X, and as stated before, he has mastered the Danger Room and gone through that Weapon X program. This man is a unit, and he is going to simply be too much for The Witcher. And that is my point number one.
All right, Ray, it's time for your turn. Ball's in your court. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
I love Wolverine. The thing to keep in mind about Wolverine is he does have a lot of powers. He's got the claws, but one thing he lacks is super strength. And that's the one power that I think The Witcher would struggle with before a lot of these others, the quickness, the fighting style. You know, you also talk about, and this is my point, but I had to say this because I couldn't hold it back, but Wolverine is well-trained, but you said by the Hand, the Danger Room, all that. He knows martial arts, so why does he always jump into these fights and just go snick, snick, slash with his claws, and he doesn't really display it's not that he can't do it, it's just that he often chooses not to do it. And that's something to keep in mind, is he doesn't fight like somebody who knows all these martial arts. He fights a lot more based on instinct. That works to The Witcher's favor. Why? Because The Witcher is a magical mutant monster slayer. He studied at the Wolf of Kaer Morhen for basically his birth. He had mutations put into his body, and he was so good at taking on the mutations, which kill lesser creatures, that they actually put advanced mutations into his body that he also did fine with. Now, his mother was an enchantress, you know, magical creature, which helps him maybe sustain some of the damage from all of those. Doesn't matter. He survived the trial of the grasses, which is what he's talking about. But what does that do for him? He has high resistance to injury, poison, and diseases, as well as slowed aging. He's almost a carbon copy of Wolverine in his own way, if you really break it down. Just say it. He carries two swords with him at all times, a silver sword and a steel sword. I'm not going to pretend that the adamantium claws are not a better hand-to-hand weapon, and Geralt will find that out very, very quickly and be forced to rely on some of his magic potions and other things in order to get out of these problems. If they were just fighting with steel and skin, I absolutely think Wolverine would take this. I would argue, though, that the Witcher has more abilities and he's got more tricks up his sleeve that Wolverine will not be ready for in a chance encounter, because he does have super strength, does Geralt of Rivia. So he's going to be able to overpower Wolverine where he can. He also has great speed and reflexes, so it's not like Wolverine's going to be able to jump all around him as well. Geralt is over 100 years old, similar to Logan. He's always training when he can, similar to Logan. Let's talk about some of my favorite things that he's done, because this is a guy in a fighting pit who beat a rock troll to death with his bare hands. Granted, the rock troll did not have adamantium claws, but I believe the point is taken. He moves very, very fast. He moves in combat as if he is a blur. Other people cannot see him. I'm not going to argue Wolverine can't see him, but this is just a point. Wolverine's not going to be able to outspeed him. And finally, he can see in the dark. His blood is like toxic, like the aliens from H.R. Giger Alien movies. And when worn down, he could turn invulnerable and regenerate himself back to full.
All right, good stuff matching pound for pound there. Ray, Benny, you have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
Just a couple quick things I want to say. It seems like the Witcher needs spells to do a lot of these things. The Wolverine doesn't need to take time to do that. He's there on point, no pun intended, and ready to go. He may not have what's classified as super strength, but as I go into some of the people he has beat, I will show you feats of that strength and some of the people he's matched up against. In addition to that, he has a wide range of fighting. And again, I will prove it with some of the wide variety of villains and enemies he has taken out, and even some heroes he's taken out that will really surprise you. And that is what I got for my rebuttal.
All right, we'll see how that pans out for Wolverine in the future points. Right now, we're going to take a quick break and see you soon.
Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, welcome back. Benny, it is time for your point number two. You have 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Point number two is personal great feats and people he has beaten. Let's start off with the time he hit a strike on Speed Demon. Who's Speed Demon, you say? He's a villain who runs faster than the speed of sound, and he was able to catch him and hit him right in a straight blow. That proves his speed and reflexes. In addition, he casually beat a Danger Room exercise on the max setting, something that almost no X-Man has ever done. This shows off and displays his endurance and wide range of fighting styles to be able to accomplish this. Using stealth and agility, he infiltrated the Avengers Tower, the tower constructed by Tony Stark, one of the smartest guys in the Marvel Universe. He snuck through there with no gadgets, no nothing. He knocked out Captain America. That's right. He knocked out Cap just by knowing pressure points, nerve locations, and similar precision attacks, showing off his stealth and ability to be pinpoint accurate with his strikes. While on the run, he prepared traps and ambushes for special op mercs, demonstrating his incredible ability to use the environment around him and to get the better of others consistently. He also survived the nuke of Hiroshima. You can look it up. If that doesn't prove to you his level of regeneration and dexterity, I don't know what will. And I will point something out because I know Ray loves to mention this. Wolverine fell from space and survived. I know that is one of his favorite points. So I know that's going to hold weight to even him. Here's a couple people he has beaten. Sabretooth, Deadpool, the Hulk, Lady Deathstrike, Silver Samurai, Thor, Thanos, Magneto, the Master of Magnetism, Colossus, Jean Grey, Omega Red, and even all of the X-Men at one time. The range of people that he has beat and seen is nothing. What the Witcher's bringing, he doesn't stand a chance. Wolverine has seen it all, he's been through it all, and he knows what to do. Ray may list a bunch of random monsters that the Witcher has beat, but you know who he hasn't beaten? A ruthless fighter who has been trained in numerous ways for well over 100 years that's wrapped in the world's strongest material. The Witcher hasn't seen
30
adamantium.
Seconds remaining.
He hasn't experienced adamantium. The shields, the swords, they are going to be disintegrated. He has no armor that's going to protect him. Wolverine has seen multiple magic users, and the minimal level that the Witcher is bringing isn't going to be enough. And real quick, the Witcher was killed by a pitchfork. You know, sharp metal pointy stabby things? By a peasant. He was beaten by it. Wolverine has got two sets and he knows what to do with them. And that is my point number two.
All right, Ray, I don't know if you're forked already, but let's see what your point number two is. 3 minutes on the clock starting now.
I'm not too worried about all that noise. I mean, first of all, let's talk about, I mean, you mentioned a whole lot of people that Wolverine has beaten, at least as part of a team, you know, because a lot of those characters he did not beat one-on-one. Let's just keep it real. But all of those people you listed as you went down the list is also the list of all people who have beaten Wolverine before. Sabretooth has absolutely beaten him before. Let's keep it real. Thanos turned him into rubber. Using the Infinity Gauntlet, if I remember correctly, and then just defeated him like that. He was recently in comics beheaded by Beast of all people. So what are we even talking about? And I have my favorite example I'll save till the very, very end. Benny, you know what my favorite example of Wolverine losing a fight is, and I'm going to sit on it, call that a little get ready for it. Now, the big thing that puts the Witcher over Wolverine, I'm not going to sit here and argue he's not tough. He can't take a lot of damage. He can't regenerate from basically anything. That is true about the Wolverine. It's also true to a point about the Witcher as well. Now, we won't know exactly what it's like to fight Thanos if you're the Witcher, you know, or one of these characters. They don't exist in his universe, but you can't tell me he hasn't fought people who have been trained since birth or 100 years old. He's fought other Witchers before. He's fought every other Witcher, basically, at a certain point. So he's fought people with similar backgrounds to Wolverine, although you are correct, they are not laced with adamantium skeletons. But let's talk about combat magic. That's what's going to set this apart right here. Because one, he can call his horse to take him wherever he needs to go anytime. I don't know why he would want to do that, but he could. He has the signs. Now, the signs are his magic spells. He's got the Ard sign, which is like a force push. He can use it to knock people down, disarm them. If Wolverine jumps through the air at him with his claws out, he turns around, does an Ard sign at him, force pushes him away, and can keep Wolverine off his game doing that. He also has the Axie sign, which is useful for charming enemies. Maybe he doesn't have to fight Wolverine at all because Wolverine's psychic defenses are very, very low. The Axie sign gets people to fight on your side, charms enemies, potentially gets them to leave the battlefield, for example. And let's face it, Wolverine is very open to hypnotic and psychic suggestion, right? But the other signs, the Igni sign, he can create fire and make himself a pyrokinesis master. The Quen sign creates a shield around him. Wonderful. He's got the Yurden sign, which is a magical trap that can stun Wolverine. Wolverine's not going to see a Yurden coming. He's going to step right into it, and he's going to be stuck in place to be potentially wailed on with a sword or decapitated, just like Beast did. Don't tell me that's not going to put him down for 2 minutes. because it obviously does. And finally, the heliotrope sign, which protects from physical and magical attacks. At the end of the day, it's just too many tricks, ways to keep Wolverine incapacitated for 2 minutes, and ways to prevent the damage for himself.
All right, Benny, it looks like you're going to need a sign of your own. You have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
Saying he has anything more than basic magic, much like Ray saying the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl, I'm not buying it. It is elementary compared to the level of things Wolverine has seen. Then to say he's mentally weak, that is a joke. Wolverine has withstood mental control by Emma Frost, one of the best psychic telepaths in the Marvel Universe. Limited stamina with signs. The Witcher has limited stamina when he's doing the magic, when he's doing these things. It takes time to do. He doesn't just wave a wand and it's done, snap his finger. It takes a little bit of a process, and Wolverine will not give that to him. That shield and that sword do not stand a chance. The spells take too long. Wolverine is too quick. That's my
All right, as we explore the speed of spells versus the speed of blades, we'll see what happens in point number three when we come back. All right, welcome back to our third and final round. We will give each contestant their own final point. Benny will get a counterpoint, and Ray will finish it off with his final thoughts. Benny, you have 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
My point number three is going to be explaining just how Wolverine does this. Let me paint the picture. Again, Wolverine's healing factor and adamantium skeleton makes him nearly impossible to kill in a one-on-one melee match. The longer this battle goes on, the more it tips in Logan's favor. Due to the Witcher's lack of healing and by far weaker physical endurance compared to Wolverine and what he brings, this is how I see it going down. Geralt the Witcher starts smart, but a little reserved as he tends to do. Potions, quen up, swords ready. He uses Igni to try and slow Wolverine down, but Logan has dealt with magic users for years, so this basic level of magic doesn't impress him or faze him. The Witcher follows with sword strikes. Wolverine takes those minor hits, but he regenerates, and he regenerates fast, and adapts. He breaks the shield instantly, closes the distance, and he doesn't let the Witcher breathe or cast any spells. With Wolverine's wide range of fighting techniques and styles, along with the vast array of different opponents he has taken on over the well over 100 years of fighting, he starts to not only overwhelm him, but he starts analyzing him and his fighting style. He begins to adapt his fighting style to perfectly strike and dissect the Witcher piece by piece. Even with blades coming at Wolverine, this is nothing to him, given the enemies he's seen in the past like Silver Samurai and Lady Deathstrike. He knows how to handle this. He gets through and uses his indestructible claws to pierce through his chest. The Witcher is staggering. He's bleeding out, while Logan continues to heal fast from anything the Witcher even gets in on him. He keeps slashing until Geralt goes down, and he goes down hard. At this point, Wolverine senses it's getting near, and he snaps into his berserker mode, leveling up everything even more to finish it off. In all aspects, he is steamrolling this man. He's too much. He's too overwhelming. The adamantium is something he has not seen. He ends the Witcher completely. Wolverine gets up, covered in blood. He pulls out a cigar from his pocket. He sparks it, looks back, and says, "Later, bub," and continues on his journey to find a new love in a new land.
30 seconds remaining.
We all know we'll eventually get hurt and have some things anyways. But again, I think due to the Wolverine's training, the vast array of different strong, versatile villains and enemies he's taken out and fought, I don't think the Witcher is anything that Wolverine hasn't not only seen but taken out in the past, when on the contrary, the Witcher has never encountered something like Wolverine, and he will simply be too much for him. And that is my point number three.
All right, Ray, Benny has painted a pretty intense picture, bub. What say you? Here's the brush. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
You know, the Wolverine that Benny is describing is different than any Wolverine I've ever read in the comic books. If Wolverine was truly capable of putting it together the way you say he could, literally, he would never have been beaten by every single person in the Marvel Universe, which is what has happened to Wolverine. He doesn't do all of those things. We talk about keeping the character in character. Yes, if he's going to start doing judo throws, that's just not how it goes. He doesn't leap into his berserker fury at such the drop of a hat, obviously. Listen, The Witcher has this one. One, he's got the potions. Because he is immune to toxins, he can drink herbs and potions and magic stuff that's basically going to expand what he's able to do for extra levels of regeneration to have him potentially get much closer to Wolverine's regeneration to feel no pain. I know Wolverine feels pain every single time. He can improve his acid blood to be stronger, make himself have even more super strength than usual, boost his own speed reflexes, among a host of other things, and he's always carrying those potions all the time. The thing about Wolverine is he does fight bestially, right? He doesn't, again, use martial arts a lot of the time, except in certain circumstances. He fights in a visceral, animal-like way. And who has trained his entire life to fight someone who's fast, has sharp claws, and fights in an animalistic way? It's Geralt of Rivia, the Witcher. By his own accord, he has taken down a manticore, wyvern, fogler, you knew it was coming, the chimera, leshies, vampires, ghouls, werewolves, giant scorpions, gold dragon he killed in a surprise encounter, and a striga, which is another like type of master vampire in this universe. He casually could walk up and take out Dracula, not something I've necessarily seen Wolverine do. This is a guy who defeated the Kairn, which is like a sea creature, by trapping its tentacles and then slicing them off one by one. You know, he was able to defend Ada from the Striga until dawn came, essentially fighting off a host of master vampires with a time limit in mind. So don't think he doesn't have the endurance to hang with Wolverine, because he does as well. He's defeated high-level vampires, and let's not forget, he defended Kaer Morhen from the Wild Hunt and then chased down the Wild Hunt and then defeated them as well. Wolverine has great instincts, sure. But Geralt is trained specifically in how to overcome those instincts and take him out. Last to mention, what happened with the Punisher? He was with the Punisher in the sewer, and the Punisher shot him in the face at his no-no zone with a shotgun, then ran him over with a steamroller and easily won that fight to walk away. The Wolverine that you described, Benny T, that would not have happened to. But it did. Wolverine can get beaten when he underestimates his opponent, and that's what will happen here again.
All right, Benny, you have 1 minute for your final counterpoint, starting now.
I got a couple, so I'm going to go quick. First of all, it's comic books. The best characters, they lose, they die, they come back. That's just bad writing. We need characters for 40 years, so that's just entertainment. He can't use potions endlessly. As far as my research shows, a lot of those potions are toxic, and it takes time to drink them, time to do the spells. There's going to be no time when Wolverine is coming at you crazy intensely. There's going to be no chance. His feats are nothing compared to Wolverine. Vampires, Buffy the Vampire takes out vampires. What are we even talking about here? So one of the points is I'm trying to make sure we realize is he feels damage. It will slow him down. You've seen it time and time again. Wolverine will not be slowed down. This man is diligent. He will get to him. He will not stop. I didn't hear how the Witcher wins. I didn't hear how the Witcher deals with that adamantium. He doesn't have an answer. It's Wolverine. Wolverine all day.
All right. Well, maybe Ray will answer some of those plot holes in his final thoughts. All right, Ray, when you're ready.
I feel ready right now. Now, I'll say right now, I believe I've outlined exactly how the Witcher's going to do it. He does have his swords, and he's not going to necessarily take his swords and try to clash them against the adamantium. He's going to realize that those adamantium claws are sharp. That adamantium skeleton means that he's only going to be able to do so much. But there's a lot that he can do as far as trapping him with his magic. Holding him in place for 2 minutes of incapacitation doesn't seem unreasonable. Knocking him away, knocking him off of a cliff, knocking him, you know, into a cave and bringing rocks down on top of him. These are all things that his signs and magic will allow him to do. The thing is, Wolverine is fast, but the Witcher is just as fast. Wolverine has sharp claws. A lot of creatures have sharp claws. They might not be as sharp as the adamantium, but a lot of creatures have claws that you just don't want to get hit by. What makes it different than the adamantium? Sharp is sharp at the end of the day. Heck, Geralt's sword is so sharp that just touching it lightly will draw blood, which means that it's absent. That was his earlier sword, not even the improved one he got later, right? So he will absolutely be able to cut up Wolverine. He's not going to be able to do Magneto stuff with him and, like, you know, hold him up in the air and rip his skeleton out and all that good stuff. But he's definitely got enough to put down a wounded animal. And when Geralt gets involved, that animal, Wolverine, is going to be wounded sooner rather than later. He's going to see the healing factor. He's going to see the claws. He's going to know pretty quickly what he's up against. And I don't see Wolverine pulling out any tricks that Witcher won't be ready for in his 100-plus years of experience fighting creatures that rely on instincts to fight and have sharp claws at the end of the day. Witcher's going to bulk himself up, enhance himself, use his magic, use his potions, and incapacitate Wolverine. I don't think he's going to kill him, but he can definitely put him down for 2 minutes. That's all he needs to do.
All right, well done, gentlemen. We've seen Benny paint a pretty picture of an overly amazing Wolverine that has a long list of kills under his claws. He's strong, he's super fast at healing, and he survived the nuke of Hiroshima, which, based on the rules of the show, is probably enough downtime that it might count as an out. In a straight brawl, this mutant berserker might just have it, though. However, Geralt has the ability to learn, adjust, and sign his way to taking. I wrote that funny.
Been there.
Okay. However, Geralt has the ability to learn, adjust, and sign away his opponent's abilities. He's got the ability to match all of Logan's abilities. And if I say ability again, I'm taking myself out. However, he does also have a laundry list of literal monster kills. This is an insanely close fight with two fighters that I did not realize were so similar. And in a planned encounter, this is so obviously the Witcher's game. In a straight brawl, I think Wolverine makes shish kebabs, bub. But in our hypothetical setup of who would win Masters, our heroes meet each other spontaneously. And that says to me that our winner is a real monster killer, by which I mean a man who is a monster and kills it, Wolverine.
Yes! Yes!
Congratulations, Benny. But that's just my thoughts, my opinions. Our viewers out there will have the final word. They have the ability to weigh in on this vote. But yeah, thank you for being a part of this. How are you feeling right now? What are your thoughts?
I am thrilled after listening to a very, very early episode of Who Would Win, where Wolverine got decimated by Obi-Wan. My heart was shattered, and I needed to represent him. I wanted to do him proud. I feel I did so. Hopefully the fans and the Legion, everybody agrees and loves it and is down for what I brought here and agrees and feels the same way you do, Sam, and has just the same conviction as you do. I love it. I'm excited. I'm stoked.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to see how they vote. Where can people find you? Are you on social media?
I am. You can pretty much find me at sayword.co, which is sayword.co, on Instagram, on TikTok. We have our own website. We get new items every day. We're extremely active on the socials. We'd love for you to follow. We'd love for you to check us out.
Right. Awesome. Ray, sorry to go against you. Yet again, it seems. I don't think your shirt was bright enough and it threw me off. It was kind of brought me down a little. I think, you know, maybe that played into it. What are your thoughts today?
This is my brand new sushi shirt that I bought at Disney World just this past week. And I was excited to debut it on the Who Would Win Masters show. Very disappointed in this result. I think Sam took to heart when he gave me so many victories in a row to start this campaign. Now, all of a sudden, I can't buy a win from Sam Proof. Now, that doesn't mean I necessarily lost. Let's just start there. I do feel that The Witcher has enough to win this matchup. I believe that the speed and the strength factor was not considered nearly enough by our one judge here. But thankfully, he is but one voice.
That's right.
And the people will get the final say. I feel like I've had some redemption from the people, even when Sam disagrees with them. Although, to a point, Sam often has his finger on the pulse. I am more curious about what the people will say here.
Yeah.
Do the people listen when I talk? Because Sam clearly today did not.
Like I said, the scenario itself leads to the victor. Different things were added. You know, it would have gone different ways. These are always so close. This one, closer than ever. But yeah.
I think if it was a planned encounter and Witcher obviously had like a lead on Wolverine, he's going to defeat him 10 times, maybe 9 times out of 10.
Sure.
The thing is, though, the Witcher is often surprised by these creatures and has to sort of figure out what their deal is in the moment and do it very quickly as he's being attacked by them. Maybe I didn't make that point enough. Let's just make sure the people at home understand that that is a thing before they go to vote on this.
And then he has to search through his little pouch for some potions and figure out which one's which and do the Dewey Decimal Code. And then
Sam, how dare he? Yeah, he doesn't need to know the Dewey Decimal System and contact a ghost librarian in order to find the right potion. He knows where his stuff is. This man is a professional. So look, and I love Wolverine. I'm not going to say I don't because I absolutely love Wolverine, but I do feel that all of my points are not given the appropriate amount of weight today.
Fair enough.
And I do have faith. I shouldn't. They're the people. But I have faith in the people to make this decision right. We will see what happens.
Yeah. And absolutely make your vote. Absolutely make your voices heard. Keep the debate going at Who Would Win Show on Facebook and Threads, as well as on our Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Tune in next week as Ray and I go over your votes and your comments and reviews for this battle and let you know what the final tally is. And if you think you've got what it takes to jump into the guest debater seat of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute video demo of yourself, send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com, and who knows, next time maybe you'll be in the challenger seat for Who Would Win Masters. Much to Ray's chagrin, I am Sam Proof. Stay strong.
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1 in 2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.